What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. So today, wanted to talk about the beauty in imperfection. And I do have a guest here today, Joseph Dukes.
Hola.
And as we discuss kind of this concept of like, is there really beauty in imperfection? And well, I guess a better question is there actually even perfection?
I've tried to get it right for 40 years and it's been an ugly time trying to get it right. So I think you talked to me about, you know, just stop trying to get it right and just be.
Right. Well, I mean, that's actually one of the great places to use as an example of like trying to get it right is implying that there is a right way and that you know, like if you get it right, you get it perfect, you've won the goal.
Then what?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we're done. It's like, okay, I got to wait around until I die now. I got it right this one time. And then after that, it's like, okay, tap out. We're tapping out. It's like, I better not do anything else because I've done it right this once and everything else is a letdown.
So that's interesting because that's actually a really good point. So then, yeah, I mean, if you were perfect or you got it perfect, then what would you do?
Like, I'm bored.
Right. Yep. Totally. Well, you know, I've always said it, and it's something that I just believe with every fiber of my being, that the universe is conspiring for you, never against you. So what if the things that you've deemed as imperfect or wrong about you or bad about you are some of, or weak about you, are actually some of your greatest strengths? What if they are actually beautiful? I mean, think of like the people in like some of the big motivational speakers nowadays don't have arms and legs. They don't, you know, they have, you know, like even some of the big name artists are like don't have arms and so they paint with their feet. It's like you could use what you've deemed as a disadvantage or as a wrongness or and use it as an excuse to not create your life, or you could use it as
the reason to create.
Right. Like,
no.
Isn't it just a point of view?
Well, yeah. And is it, and I love what you said, is it really a disadvantage? Mm-hmm. And is the disadvantage, you know, real, meaning like, I mean, today I know that, and this is just my interesting point of view in that I keep seeing young people today that are diagnosed at record numbers with like ADD, ADHD, you know, hyperactive. And then they're just giving these kids pills because the kids are, you know, they're all bound up or they're all, and it's interesting because I know that for me, that's, I mean, I was definitely labeled that as a kid. I don't know if they really knew. They just said I was a spaz, but it was or hyperactive, but it was that creative part in my brain that was just always going. And I know that there are people out there that's where they create from. They create from way outside what everyone would consider normal.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. Right. And like, again, like, what if that isn't a wrongness? It's actually a strongness. It's a strength. What if the kids that have been diagnosed as autistic or something like that, what if that's just, I watched a movie or a show recently that said this and I thought, oh my God, that's brilliant. Like, what if that's just the next step in evolution?
Mm.
What if that's actually like, you know,
like they're X-Men,
right? Exactly.
Sweet.
So just so you know, in Access Consciousness, we actually don't label people as ADD, ADHD, autism, we do believe they're X-Men. We do believe that they're superpowers, and that they may not be, they're just our superpowers that we don't necessarily understand yet, but that it's not wrong. And if who, like, whatever your superpower is, if, you know, you have ADD or ADHD, like, really tapping into, like, how can you use that to your advantage, rather than being like, it's a disadvantage.
Well, history is full of people who we know as today, who were labeled as, you know, unable to learn. I mean, I think it was Albert Einstein that was, I mean, he couldn't pass math.
Right.
You know, and it's like, here's the, you know, you know, Walt Disney got fired because he, from his first job as in the newspaper world, because they said he had no imagination. I mean, I'm like, really? And, like, and it's interesting that people are, you know, they buy into the labels,
mm-hmm.
that, and there are so many people that are looking to, I think as humans, we try to label the world so that way we can figure out where we fit into it. But what if there is no real fitting into the world? What if we get to create our own world,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and carve that out? And like you said, what if it wasn't a wrongness?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And turning it around, you know, I mentioned it a few minutes ago, but it was just like this, like, idea of like, okay, so what if it's just a point of view? I mean, you could label yourself as wrong, bad, imperfect, flawed, or you can make it a strength. You can make it a gift. Like, it really is how you look at it, and what you get to choose what you do with it. Again, I'm humbled and by the painters that paint with their feet, and the people who speak with no legs, and or the like, nowadays, like, I see skiers out there that don't have use of their legs. They ski better than I do.
Right, exactly. You're like, hey, you skiing that sled like a mad dog. Well, you know, and it's and everyone loves the story of the overcomer.
Mm.
I mean, it really is the underdog, and it's. I mean, I know that, I mean, for me, I can list off what I would consider my quote unquote imperfections. You know, I mean, I got thousands of them, and it's when I can overcome one of those, it's like, yes, I did something awesome. But it's so many of us have those spaces that we can work from. And like you said, I mean, I love talking to or listening to people who have overcome. You know, it's the rags to riches story.
Right.
It's the people who started off dirt poor or who were born with no legs and no arms that literally swim, you know, or they're triathletes now.
Right.
However they're doing it, you know, but they don't let, you know, their physical, what some people might consider their physical limitations, actually limit them.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, it's easy to kind of like view that from, you know, it's easy to see the people who go from rags to riches, and some of the big motivational speakers did use their poverty to create greater, you know, to have a different reality in their lives, to create something beyond what they thought was possible. But, and at the same time, they believed something different was possible.
Mm-hmm.
And in that belief, they chose something different. Something you and I have been talking about a little bit lately has been this this concept of, like, good is
it's the enemy.
Enemy of great, because a lot of people have all their arms and their legs and aren't in poverty, and right?
Right.
But then it becomes like a comfortable middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Status quo. It's like, okay, well, we're comfortable. We're not, you know, poor. We're not homeless. We're not, you know, on the street. And there's no push or drive to create something beyond that.
Wow. Well, and it's interesting, because when you say that, and it just can't kind of hit me in the head, is that what I think of is, I, you know, I want to be successful, but, you know, and I'm going to say this completely differently. I know people who judge people who are wealthy. Now, they wouldn't judge them. It's cool if you go and you buy a new car, as long as your new car isn't, you know, a new Ferrari. If it's a new Corolla, that's cool. You know, but if it's a new Ferrari, well, that's just, you're just being over the top. You're just being ostentatious, and you're just you're flaunting, or you know, or you buy a 10,000 square foot house, and you know, somebody drives by it and goes, well, I'd never buy a house that big. Could you imagine cleaning it? I mean, it's that crazy thought process. But really, it's the good being the enemy of great. I think a lot of it, in my head, as I think about it, I'm like, well, how many times as kids, you know, on the smaller level, as a younger level, we didn't want to be the smartest kid in the classroom.
Right.
Like, even though you might know the answer, I know how many times did you not raise your hand because you didn't want to be known as the teacher's pet or the ass kisser or the nerd.
Right.
And, you know, well, you know, So that's, yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy that we do stuff like that.
Yep. And like, it's almost like we're trying to be normal, average, and real,
right,
and fit into this reality. And instead of being willing to be great, to be abnormal, to, you know, and that's part of the topic today, is the beauty and imperfection. Is like, you know, if you weren't so busy trying to fit into this reality and be perfect, what could you choose? What could you create? What would be possible then? Like, I mean, there is, like last week we talked about, there's no limit, only the ones that we limit ourselves with.
Wow.
And just even turning, and, you know, Joseph brought up ADD and ADHD, and that was actually something I was going to talk about today too. You know, it's like how much more do those kids get done, or people get done, but they don't get it done in a linear way. It's not A plus B equals C, you know.
That's way too slow.
Right.
A automatically equals C. There is no middle step. It's just like B is just a waste of time. It's like, it's obviously B is there.
Right. Well, I mean, and ADD and ADHD, it's more like, okay, there's Q and there's Z and there's
right.
F and there's right. So it's all over the place. It's not just, it's not even just three possibilities. So, but I brought that up, or we brought that up, because it was like, you know, where have you been gifted that you've never acknowledged? Like, what gifts and capacities do you actually have that you've never acknowledged, that you've deemed as wrong, made yourself wrong for, you know, rather than being like, what gift is this? What if you asked everything that you thought was an imperfection or a flaw of yours? What is the gift in this that I've never perceived or acknowledged before? And everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that with total ease, we destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, but all nine shorts, boys, and yawns. And everywhere where you've misidentified and misapplied what strengths and weaknesses are, we destroy and uncreate all that, times of God's light.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and yawns. I mean, the truth is, perfection is an illusion anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what somebody said was, this is perfect or that's perfect, right? But, and imperfection is, they're both judgments. They're basically judging whether something is good and perfect and right, or bad and imperfect and wrong. So what if you didn't have those judgments about anything about you? Whether, whatever you do and whatever you don't do,
what would be possible?
Yep. And anything that doesn't allow that, where you destroy and uncreate it all.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, but all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. What if every wrongness really was a strongness? And anything that doesn't allow you to receive that with total ease, we destroy and uncreate at times of God's life.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, bottle, nine shorts, boys, meals. And I know I've said it before. You know, I've definitely been, you know, I believe the universe is conspiring for you, never against you. And what if everything is working out in your favor, even the things you don't like?
But I don't like them.
Right.
but it's not turning out the way that my perfect plan in my perfect little head is working out. I mean, that was like the perfect plan, right?
Right. Yeah. And well, we all know how that works out.
Yeah. Someone did tell me one time that the perfect plan goes perfect. You know what? All for military engagements. It's all plans work perfectly right up until first contact with the enemy, and then it all goes to hell. You know, it's like, yeah, that's a great plan, out the window.
Yeah. So everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And would you be willing to just let go of the plan?
Yep. Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. What else would truly be possible if you trusted the universe?
I wonder.
We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back in just a moment. If you'd like to call in, 202-570-7057. We'd love to hear from you. Have a great break.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here with Joseph Dukes, talking about the beauty in imperfection. Welcome back, everyone. We right before the break, we were kind of talking about like how we have this, we often have this plan, you know, for life and living and like how we want to, but you know, the truth is you want the magic to arrive in your life, maybe, like, oh, the plan. So the plan is similar in the fact that often when you have a plan, you're trying to get it right or do it perfectly. So when you let go of the plan, you're kind of letting go of that need to be perfect and the need to get it right. So I wonder what else might be possible if there was more trust of yourself and the universe.
That's like five elements of intimacy kind of thing. Yeah. It's like trusting yourself. Well, that would mean that that regardless of what you've deemed wrong as you just trust that you can over, I mean, if it's something that you need to overcome, I mean, like I spent probably, gosh, what, 10 years in speech therapy as a kid because I had a wicked speech impediment. And every once in a while it'll come up. But for the most part, most people that it, I mean, I've had people that have been my friends for years and I'll start and I'll stretch a vowel or I'll, you know, it'll be this really weird situation. I'll be tired or I'll be excited or something. And it's interesting that when I stop making it a big deal, when I stop making it such a wrongness, because as a kid, you know, kids are brutal. Kids tease and, but it's interesting that as I got older and I made less of a big deal of it, in fact, I can't even pinpoint when the stuttering actually went away. Mm. And, but I know for years and years and years and years I did speech therapy. And it wasn't until I think I just kind of let it go and stopped trying to fit in with people on that, you know, so.
Well, ooh, you just actually triggered something for me because I was like, wow. So what if, like, if everything is conspiring for you and you're asking what's right about this I'm not getting or what's the gift in this I'm not perceiving? What if your stutter was like an awareness of something? What if autism and ADD and ADHD is just an expanded zone of awareness of something that we can't put words to yet, or we don't, like, again, like, there's a gift in everything. And if you're asking what's the gift here that I'm not perceiving, what, you know, what have I not acknowledged about this? Like, what was the gift in it? Do you know?
What was the gift? Well, and you hit the nail on the head. What is the gift that I haven't acknowledged? And if I never acknowledge it, then I'll never find it. I mean, it's kind of that. I mean, if I'm not looking for it, then, I mean, I could go my whole life and say, oh, you know, this was wrong about me my whole life.
Right.
But, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, I've for my job, for my company, I mean, I've spoken, you know, in front of couples and worked with them on their finances, and I've literally stood on a stage in front of, you know, 5,000 people and spoken. And now I really don't have a point of view. I don't get butterflies in my stomach. I don't really get nervous. The only time I really get nervous about it is I just want to make sure that I'm passing the content along in a clear and concise manner. I really don't worry about, you know, not being able to speak clearly.
Mm.
But I think that you know, like I said, I've been called every you know name in the book by kids on how I used to speak, and so now I'm just like, as long as I don't go up there and start, you know, having Tourette's and dropping F-bombs, I hope it will probably be just fine. You know? Which even then, it'd be like, man, dude, Duke's laid it out. He laid it out with some gusto there.
Right.
But that's the beauty of it is it, you know, maybe from, you know, and now that I'm thinking about it, maybe it was just proving that, to myself that it really doesn't matter what other people think to me,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I keep, you know, and on my life, I don't know if anyone else can relate when they keep trying to have other people like them,
right.
you know. And I keep, you know, and I've tried for years to have, you know, to fit into certain cliques and stuff, and I've never fit into cliques, ever. And so I'm just going to give that one up. I'm out of high school now anyway.
So. That was good news.
That's probably the good news. I made it out of high school. Yes.
There are little celebrations in life.
Hey,
that
I'll take
really
it. It was 30 years ago, but hey, I'll take it. It's all good.
Oh, that's great. Yep. Well, and, you know, it brings me back to, like, what, you know, what is, how can we use these things to our advantage?
Mm-hmm.
What is the gift? And there is one, even if you can't comprehend what that gift might have been, I mean, who knows? You know, maybe it opened up somebody to another possibility, you know. Okay.
Maybe it had nothing to do with me.
Right, exactly.
I mean, truly, I mean, as much as I want to make it about me, you know, it's maybe it had nothing to do with me.
Well, and what were you aware of? Were you aware of that somebody else, or were you trying to take it out of somebody else, or were you trying to heal somebody else? Like, a lot of us are healers, we don't even know that we're healers. Some of us do it by trade, and we're natural to it, and some of us just are like, you know, walking, talking sponges. And so a lot of times there's this, like, awareness that we have. And I guess that's what I'm trying to get to, is like not making whatever that awareness is wrong, you know, whether it creates a stutter in us, or it's just like, okay, so what am I aware of here? What's the gift here? What, you know, you can even go as far as like, yeah, I was teased pretty relentlessly as a child too. My name's Venus, and I was born and given that name and by my awesome hippie mother. I didn't make it up, but I can't tell you how many people are like, did you give yourself that name? I'm like, no.
That's an awesome name, though.
It is. I love it now, but as a kid, I didn't, because I was teased horribly as a kid, right?
I just want to be Veronica. Can I just have a normal name?
Actually, I wanted to be Kelly.
You want to be Kelly? Oh my gosh, you want to be Kelly? Oh. It's like, now she's like, oh my gosh,
yep,
it's Kelly.
It was about Valley Girl time, yeah. That yep. probably makes sense.
Totally.
Wow. Okay, we just read, you know, digressed about 30, 40
Sorry.
Years. No, but it's perfect, because it's actually true in that... If I was to look at that and go, okay, so I hated the name when I was a kid because I was teased so much.
Mm.
But now that name, I love my name.
Yeah.
Like, I really do appreciate my name. And, but I didn't have that when I was younger. So, again, it's like that point of view that my name was wrong, that I was imperfect somehow because I was teased. By what rhymes with Venus?
What rhymes with Milo? Oh, not the oh, not the chick with no arms.
No.
Oh, okay.
Rhymes.
Oh, rhymes with what rhymes with Venus? Okay.
Okay. So we all know what that is, right? As a kid, and so I really did think I was wrong, and that something was like I must be ugly and. Like unlikable and stuff like that, because yeah, kids do whatever they do. But then somewhere along the line, and I don't know where it was, I think actually, if I remember correctly, it had something to do with me moving towns and my mom saying, well, if you'd like to change your name now would be a good time because nobody's going to know you. So we moved, and I was like, I'm going to change my name to Kelly. I walked into school. I think probably my first person that I met was a Kelly. And she said, what's your name? And I said, Venus. So there was no changing it at that point. But I don't know if that was a turning point for me, because I didn't get teased about it after that.
Wow.
And I didn't really, it wasn't a thing, you know, I didn't have resistance against it. So it's that, like, again, was it just my point of view? Like,
Wow.
Is my wrong name bad and wrong and ugly, or is it beautiful and amazing? So what if everything's that simple? Like, what if when you started to change your speech impediment was when you weren't judging it as wrong?
Right, right. So what if everything was the opposite of what it appears to be? And nothing's the opposite of what it appears to be.
Right. Wow. That's one of the key crazy phrases in Access Consciousness. But if you want to change anything and your point of view on anything, that's a great phrase to say.
And that's interesting that you said that, because the judgment, it's the personal judgment, all the yep. things that we consider wrong, or we consider that
right.
I shouldn't have done that. And so then, I mean, man, I can't tell you how many days of my life I've spent beating myself up over things that I've done, you know, conversations that you have with someone, and you're like, oh, I should have never said that. And 5 years later, you still can't look at a guy in the face and he's totally forgot about it.
Right.
And he's like, dude, don't you remember that one time that I, and I was like, no, I don't remember. And you're like, I'm so sorry. He says, bro, I don't even remember it. And it's right. like, I've wasted 5 years of my life thinking that you, you know, have not liked me because of this one thing from, yeah. Wow.
Right. And that's actually a really great point, because aren't those personal judgments that we have on ourselves just because of somebody else's point of view?
Hmm.
Like somebody else said that was like bad and wrong or messed up, or, you know, you're an ugly duckling, or yeah. But remember the story, right?
Jesus won, baby.
Right? So, ugly duckling, right? But again, the beauty and the imperfections,
right.
the like turning, like what we think is so wrong and so ugly is actually beautiful. There's perfection in it. There's beauty in it. Maybe we just can't see it yet.
Right.
Maybe we're just still thinking, oh, my name's awful because it rhymes with.
You can't say it, can you?
I can. I was just wondering if that was appropriate on a radio show or not.
I think you're probably safe if you say penis on the radio. Oh, I said it. Oh, shoot.
Oh, I remember Saskia's radio show. She's yes, like, oh, my God, nobody's going to let me back into America.
I can never go to America now because I said penis. you guys have, if you've not listened to that episode, it is one of the best interviews and one of the most fun interviews I've ever heard on the radio. That was awesome.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that. So, yeah. And, like, if we change our points of view, it doesn't really matter what anybody else thinks of it, thinks of us. It only matters what we think of us, right? And yeah. we can change that point of view on a dime.
I was with one of my clients over in El Paso, Texas yesterday. And just this lady carried herself like carried herself with such confidence and poise, and had this great outlook and just was not obnoxious, but was just boisterous. She laughed, and you could tell she was happy.
Mm-hmm.
When she hugged you, as a total stranger, she'd come up and hug you and look at you in the eye and talk to you. She had confidence. I mean, she had confidence like she was like a supermodel. And truthfully, she was not built like a supermodel. But her confidence, she carried that. She owned that. That was who she was.
Right.
And it was one of the things I absolutely loved about my conversation with her, was that she was 100% her, all in. Mm. I mean, it was all in all the time. And she just laughed, and I was like, wow, that is a superpower, because I did not feel any personal judgment from her. We're in a group of 50 other people, and there were other people there that may have.
You the only white guy?
Oh, I was. I was the only Anglo there. I was the only person that didn't speak Spanish there, so she kept having to explain to me what other people were saying, and I was just like, this is awesome. You know? And it was just so much fun to see how some people are, you know, on the outside, they look like the supermodel, but they're totally, I mean, there were some ladies and some guys there that were literally so self-contained. Because then I could just see all the crazy judgments going on in their head. It's almost like I could hear them ticking them off. Mm-hmm. And everyone's dressed to the nines, and everyone's trying to dress to impress everyone else. And so, I mean, it was, but here was this gal, just 100% her. And I'm just like, out of everyone there, she was the one I wanted to hang out with. And it was just, so that goes right along with what if it is just, what if being you is the greatest gift and the greatest superpower that you can share with the world? Because that's really what she was doing. She was sharing her.
Right. Well, and not having like the self-deprecating judgments about not being perfect and
right,
not fitting into, yeah. So being you with all of the things that you think are, I mean, I'm sure behind closed doors, we all have even more things that we judge ourselves for.
Oh.
So what if, yeah, we go out into the world and we stop apologizing for what we've deemed as wrong, as imperfect about us, and we can just be us.
Yay, us. Go team us.
Anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. If you have any questions, you'd like to join in on this conversation, we'd love to have you. Call 202-570-7057. Thank you, and we'll hear you on the other side.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Awesome. Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Joseph Dukes. We're having a conversation on the beauty and imperfection. And I wanted to just challenge you all to maybe just find an area in your life where you think you're flawed or something's wrong with you. And it could be anything. It could be physical. It could be emotional. It could be mental. Just ponder that and see if, you know, as Joseph and I are having this conversation, if there, you can apply some of these questions and processes
feel
to
free
this.
To call in.
He's like, I've been put on the spot.
I'm like, wait a second. Is this what I signed up for?
Yep.
Yes. Yes, it is what I signed up for. Fabulous. So I'm a dad. And, if anyone's a parent, I think that most parents probably, at least every parent I know of, is constantly in question of, am I doing a good job? Am I doing it right? There are times I'm not patient with my daughters. There's times that I could be way more kind. There's so many different things. Did I do the right thing? The standing joke is the house isn't burned down, so apparently I've done okay so far. Any kind of deal. But I have struggled. And my oldest is 22, my youngest is 17, and I've struggled. And they're both good. I mean, they're good girls, and I've struggled where in my imperfection of being a quote unquote good dad.
So, would you say more about that? Why do you say that's an imperfection?
Because I don't think I can ever get it right. If I get one thing right, I get four things wrong. If I haven't lost my patience with my youngest today, that's cool. But did I spend enough time with her, and did I let her know that, that she's important to me?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Do you remember the conversation we had on the hike today? Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so I'll give you guys some background so that Joseph's off the hook and doesn't have to remember what we talked about.
Good, because that was like hours ago. Hey, I don't remember what I had for lunch.
That's awesome. So remember... So just as an example, guys, so anger sometimes, when you have anger, a lot of us judge anger as wrong. Anger is not right. It's not appropriate. It's not right. But in access consciousness, there's actually, there is one reason that's okay for being angry, and it's when you're being lied to.
Ooh, yeah.
So, and it's just basically, it's a frustration in yourself. It's just an awareness that somebody's lying, right? So, so when you're having, like, let's say some frustration, and you're like, well, I'm frustrated, and then we go into immediate judgment. I'm frustrated, I'm bad, I'm wrong, I shouldn't be frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
But what if your frustration was actually your awareness that your daughter was lying to you?
Oh.
Right?
Sure.
So again, what if every single thing is conspiring for you and working out in your favor? Even the things you can't understand, like you can't perceive it. And it was a prime example this morning. I happened to know that his daughter was pretending she was stupid, and I called her on it because it was frustrating me. I'm like, why is she frustrating me? She doesn't frustrate me. We're actually very close. We get along really well. I think we're great friends. And so she doesn't really frustrate me, but lately she's been frustrating me, and I'm like, oh, she's been pretending to be stupid.
And she's not stupid.
She is not stupid. She's one of the brightest kids I know. And I was just like, so my frustration was just an awareness of a lie that she was perpetrating.
She is a perpetrator. She is a lie perpetrator.
So it's just one of those examples of just going, okay, so what am I aware of here? What is the gift here? Mm. What is right about this I'm not getting? Rather than going into the judgment and the wrongness of whatever it is that you're perceiving, knowing, being, and receiving.
So really it goes back to asking the question of what is this?
Right.
So
there's four questions in Access Consciousness that can help you change anything. And it's just, what is this? What do I do with it? Can I change it? And if so, how can I change it? And even, I applied that to my own life going on a drive yesterday, and even just asking those four questions, even when I didn't have an awareness of what that energy was, created lightness and ease. Mm-hmm. So you can, with every judgment you have, you can be like, okay, you know, what is this? What do I do with it? Can I change it? If so, how can I change it? And most of the time, it's not even yours. It's just judgments we pick up from society and this reality that says we should be some certain way, right?
Shoulding.
Yeah, right. And this reality also has, you know, what it means to be an appropriate dad and what it means to be an appropriate mom.
Well, yeah, and that's interesting because I know that, I know a lot of really successful people, I mean, what I would consider like financially successful people. And it's interesting that most financially successful people that I know, it's not Warden June Cleaver, you know, they don't necessarily do the 9-to-5 thing. They're, you know, they may work extra hours, they may work some weekends, you know, and, you know, if I really think about those times when I've gone into judgment on me as a parent, it's been, you know, am I spending time with my kids? Am I, but at the same time, I know someone told me that kids spell love T-I-M-E. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, yeah, but it's not quantity time.
Right.
I mean, you know, truthfully, my kids would rather have good quality time where I'm not, you know, where I can be 100% engaged with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my phone is put away. My focus is on them. Maybe it's me taking my daughters out on a date. Maybe it's, the three of us out for dinner. Maybe it's just her telling me about what she's excited about in her life, or, telling me about what's ripping her up. I mean, I had a conversation with my oldest the other day, and it was just, I realized that she did not need me to fix anything.
Mm.
She didn't need me to try to be the Mr. Fix-It. She just needed me to be quiet and listen, and let her know that she was important enough to me that I listened. There are those times when I do feel like, oh, I got it, and then I go and do something else that screws up. So again, what can I do to be a good, perfect dad?
And anywhere where you bought the lie that there was such a thing.
Mm.
Did you destroy an uncreated times a godzillion?
Well, that's going to take a lot of pressure off if I actually destroy and uncreate that. So yeah, I will.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons. If we weren't spending so much time trying to be perfect, what else might really be possible?
I don't know, but I'm fired up to find out.
Anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate at all times a godzillion.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons. You are magic and brilliant and talented and fabulous. And you're pretending not to be. Doesn't serve the world. There's a poem that says exactly that. By Nelson Mandela or Marianne Williamson. It's quoted by both of them, so I don't remember who wrote it.
But Marianne.
It was Marianne. Yep. So, like, is it possible, too, that all these things that we've deemed as imperfections and flaws and stuff like that are what keep us playing small? Are what keep us playing the safe game? So that we don't stand out, so we aren't different than everybody else.
Mm.
What if the beauty is in those imperfections and everything that makes you stand out and be great and be amazing and be far greater than you ever imagined possible? Anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons. I mean, everything is conspiring for you. I mean, have you ever thought about a cold?
You mean like where you're sick?
Yeah.
I try not to. I don't like being sick.
Right? But did you know that that's actually your body's working?
My body's working because I have a cold?
Yep.
Well, yeah, because if I didn't have a cold, the infection would have killed me. It's like, sorry, you didn't fight. You know, you just
right.
A little cold bug came in and killed you.
Right.
Wow.
But how often do we think that a cold is bad and wrong, or a fever is bad and wrong? And a fever, like, it spikes that heat to kill the virus.
Right. It's killing, it's spiking it. Sure.
Right. So it's like, again, those things that we think are like not fun. In truth, they're not fun. It's not fun to get a cold or have a fever or, you know, get the flu. You know, totally not. And at the same time, there's a gift in it. The magic is your body is healing itself. The great news is your body actually is working.
Wow.
So what if everything was like that? Like, I get so excited about this because I'm like, cool. Just every single thing is working out in your favor.
And that's I see, as soon as you start talking about that, I start thinking about all these, you know, people in history that have had these great backstories and that have struggled and tripped. You know, I mean, heck, Abraham Lincoln, you know, Winston Churchill, I mean, all these, you know, super famous people that literally changed the world. That they changed the world, and it wasn't like they just rolled out of bed and changed the world. I mean, you know, they had struggle and failure and struggle and failure and struggle and failure until, and we don't talk about their struggle and failure.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the fact that, you know, that Winston Churchill, you know, led the British Empire, you know, to, you know, stand against, you know, Nazi Germany. We talk about how Abraham Lincoln changed the face of America and slavery, and it's just really interesting how that works.
Yep. So. Well, and there is no wrongness. There is no like what if, I'm going to go out on another limb here. What if there was no, you didn't need to struggle to succeed.
Oh, what? Hold up. We only got 5 minutes to talk about this, and now you're laying that bomb out? That's like an episode of Venus all on its own.
Okay, so if you're looking at, you're actually perfect exactly the way you are and exactly the way you're not. Is there anywhere else you need to get? Do you have to create a mess so that you can succeed? Or are you already a success?
Mm.
Right? What if you're already perfect? What if you're already everything that you think that you need to achieve or that's outside of you somewhere is actually already here? Right here, right now.
Wow.
And anything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that with total ease, we destroy and uncreate in totality.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, butt, all nine, shorts, boys, and neons. Again, I come back to that plan. If we're not planning and trying to get it right, and, you know, in this, trying to get this perfect zone, then what else is really possible? Like, and that it's all possible right here, right now, but we're so busy trying to pick out our imperfections, to struggle to overcome them, to create the lives and livings that we truly desire, when all we have to do is let go of the fact that there's any imperfection to begin with.
Wow. So we don't have to be, you know, we don't have to come from rags to riches to get to riches.
You don't have to be armless either.
We don't have to be armless. That's good because I like both my arms.
Right?
That's good.
Right.
That is really, wow. And what if it's just being, it's just time. It's just being willing to, you know, I know that for me, you know, I've always had this time thing. I thought about, okay, I've been doing, you know, I've worked in this job or I've run this company for so many years, and in my brain I should have been a multi-quadrillionaire 10 years ago. And one of my super best friends, he just made his first million last year, and he's been working with his company the last 14 years. And as he joked about it, he says, "Yep, finally made it." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He says, "Yep, 14-year overnight millionaire." You know, I'm just like, "Dang, bro." He says, "Dude, I've been working for 14 years to become an overnight success." He says, "Now the crazy part is that some people are going to look and they're going to say, you know, that was, you know, you're lucky." Mm-hmm. It's just like, no, I was willing to work. Mm-hmm. I was just willing to put in the time.
Right.
And so, and I don't know if there's a time quotient or what there is, but I know that, you know.
Well, what if time is an illusion too, though?
Oh, damn. Now you got me on the whole time is illusion thing. Now we're back to Einstein and time is relative. Like I said, this wasn't a 5-minute conversation.
Well, just know that there is beauty in your imperfections, whatever you think they are, and you can use them to your advantage. Just ask what the gift is in this. Thank you for being here, folks. We'll see you. We'll hear you next week.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joseph.
Yes, ma'am.